Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some good news out of Georgia. Yesterday, a judge dismissed a lawsuit against the Fulton County Election Board. That's Atlanta. That's the biggest county in Georgia and the biggest Democratic county in Georgia. And it blocked the efforts by this small group of people to, quote, inspect, end quote, all 147,000 votes in Atlanta. Now, that's good news, obviously. Why did it even get to that? Because after Cyber Ninja, and I continue to fault Merrick Garland and not going in and shutting that thing down. Yes, I know on that one, he had just been confirmed. It was in the process, but the Justice Department should have said, you turn over voting machines and presidential ballots to a QAnon group. That's a laydown, guys. So lay down that lawsuit. There's a requirement that you can't turn over any of that stuff for 22 months outside of the normal certification chain. 22 months, in case anybody's wondering, from November of 2020 is September of 2022. Okay, that's 11 months away. But in any event, that inspired clowns all over the country, including in this state, chief clown being Gableman and his enabler Voss. But in Georgia, guy comes out, he says, I'm a guy. Give me access to all 140,000 votes and machines and all this. And like, what, that's a big deal? We got to spend a lot of time on a case on that. Then the guy, believe it or not, advertised on Craigslist. It was on Craigslist, and he goes, I'm going to be recounting an election, and I don't know how to do it. I've never done it before. Any you guys out there have ever done it? I'll hire you, pay you. I'll pay you. Are you kidding me? Turning over voting machines, presidential ballots, data that will then be turned over to the Republican Party so that they can, in some cases, try to reverse engineer who voted for whom. The original proposal in Wisconsin that was actually shot down by some people in the Republican Party is they were going to send guerrillas out to old age homes and ask people who they voted for. And then go, Mabel, did you really vote Democratic? You know how bad that is, Mabel. Oh, yes, I won't do it again. A couple of people with more than peanut-sized brains in the Republican Party and even the rural areas of Wisconsin go, I don't think our folks in the old age homes really going to like that, you know. But that's the kind of thing Republican Party is trying to do. Good news in Georgia, very good news in Georgia. The judge finally gets around to saying, get out of here. Get out of here. Now, why don't we have a judge like that in Wisconsin? Actually, why don't we have a prosecutor in Wisconsin who goes to court? Judges can't just pick up the newspaper, something ticks them off, and they go, call up and say, I'm entering an injunction. Judges don't do that. They're not proactive. They can't be under the Constitution of the state and the federal government. What they do is, when a case or controversy is brought before them, they adjudicate it. That's what they're there for. But it has to be brought before them. Somebody has to bring it before them. Okay, you have Gableman now at state taxpayer expense. About $680,000 of your tax money funding him, who gave a speech in November saying that the election had been rigged. He's made up his mind. He's a conflict of interest. And he hires this guy from the Trump campaign, who is one of Trump's White House counsel, who not only said that the election was rigged, but said that we need our hooligans. That's the word he used in writing, hooligans. And that's why they don't like the Proud Boys. And then we need captured DAs to let them off. That's what he said. Referencing street violence and then referencing DAs who would not charge them. Well, additionally, there is some news on Gableman. As usual, it's not good news for him. It's just come out, announced today. In the last 3 years, there were 7 elections that Gableman did not vote in. One of them was the 2018 governor election. He didn't even bother to vote in a governor election. The other one was the 2020 Supreme Court election in Wisconsin. He didn't vote. He didn't even bother to vote. He didn't care who was in the Supreme Court, didn't care who was governor. Yeah, Luke, you're there at the mic, my friend. What's on your mind?
To be fair, Matt, the gentleman said he doesn't know how elections work. So I'm not surprised. he's probably just, he doesn't know what to do. So he's just a little scared to go into the voting booth. Like I don't know. He says he doesn't know how they work. And so I'm not that surprised by this headline.
Straight, he didn't know how to do it. Well, let me tell you something. Hey, listen, I don't want to pay his tuition. You see what I mean? This is my taxes. If he wants to learn, God bless him. Learn. You know what you do is go to one of the UW campuses. You can audit there. If you're over, I think it's 60, maybe he's not over 60. So pay the tuition, you idiot, and go in and take poli-sci 101 and go, this is an election. This is these candidates. And you go in and you look up what they stand for, and then you pick one of them. And then you go into what's called a voting machine or put in, you know, yeah, this is not hard, but I do not want to pay his tuition. I mean, look, we talk about paying tuition in the Democratic Party. Yeah, we do. We do. First 2 years at community college, or I hope any state university, first 2 years. So he can sneak in that way if he wants, but then he has to actually be legitimately a student. But you can't have a clown who comes in and goes, I haven't voted in 7 elections in the last 3 years, number one. I don't know much about elections. I'm curious. I'm election curious. I would like to find out. Okay, that's great. But you did give a speech in November saying that the election was rigged. How did you know it was rigged if you don't know anything about elections? Well, I just heard talk. I heard talk. And what, you're going to hire some guerrillas and they'll go around the state and go up to Mabel and Edna and Agnes and, you know, Price County and Eau Claire County? No, in this case, they're not. They're going to be going in Milwaukee County, Brown County, and Dane County. You're going to rough them up a little bit. Well, I won't touch them. I won't touch them. I can carry, but I won't touch them. Well, is the handle of your revolver going to show? I can open carry. I can open carry, but I won't draw it unless I'm attacked. Hey, this is an election, guy. This isn't Asia. This isn't Africa. This isn't Belarus. This isn't Putin's Russia. Do you dig? Do you get the point? Do you get the point, you idiot? And now in Georgia, we had a judge that showed spine. He showed some terrific spine. But up here, the judges can't show spine unless it is presented to them. So somebody's got to present it to them and say, spending almost 700. And by the way, this 700 grand thing is baloney. They said back 10 years ago when they gerrymandered, they said, we'll only, and they gerrymandered you at your expense, by the way, it's taxpayer expense. They said it's only going to be a few bucks. It ended up being roughly $3.5 million. Okay. I've never seen a lawyer give a quote for 670 grand where it wasn't at least double. Okay. Because all they have to do, and it says right there, this is an estimate. Subject to revision. It's an estimate. What, you think that they're going to refrain from doing a little research to satisfy this guy's curiosity about elections? This is all baloney. It's a fraud. It is a fraud. And they were able to sniff out and stop the fraud in Georgia. They did not stop the process of fraud in Arizona, but ultimately that audit came in showing that Biden got more votes than they said he did before. And he did legitimately carry all these states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona. Let's get with the program up here in Wisconsin. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.